Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We give you the alpha in the world of guitar and a profound innovator in the world of jazz music to begin this episode of Neon Jazz. That was jazz, country, and blues guitarist, songwriter, and inventor Les Paul with his trio on the 1945 song Dark Eyes. As you likely know, Les was the inventor of the solid body electric guitar, which made the sound of rock and roll possible. He came up with many recording innovations. His early experiments with overdubbing delay effects, phasing effects, multi-track recording were among the first to attract widespread attention. His unique playing style, which included licks, trills, chording sequences, fretting techniques, and timing, made him one of the best guitarists in the world. Les is one of a handful of artists with a permanent standalone exhibit in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. He is prominently named by the Music Museum on its website as an architect and a key inductee, along with Sam Phillips and Alan Freed. And there you go, and here we go. Welcome to yet another episode of Neon Jazz. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town full of jazz notes a-flying, Kansas City, Missouri. Here at your jazz beck and call on the radio dial, featuring musicians like Nora Jones, Dizzy Gillespie, Lonnie McFadden, and many others. Speaking of legends, let's listen to some history via KC on this next one. This is a live recording of a jam session at the famed Mutual Musicians Foundation circa 2012 with Mr. Charlie Perkins on the saxophone.
Thank you. Jazz.
That was Dutch boogie-woogie jazz pianist Rob Agerbeek with his quintet giving you the 1971 song Home Run off the album by the same name. He is rather obscure. He was born in Indonesia way back in 1937, and he is a cat in the jazz universe that you should catch up with. He was the winner of several Dutch Jazz Concours awards in the late 50s. That put him on the map. From there, he played with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and recorded more than 30 albums from 1970 to 1999. And as I said, get one of his albums. It's a nice addition to any jazz catalog. This next cat is one of the nicest and hardest working jazz men in Kansas City these days. Here's the talented Lonnie McFadden with his trumpet in hand playing the tune Alfie live from Jardine's back in 2010.
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I used to be colorblind, but I met you, and now I find there's green in the grass, there's gold in the moon. There's blue in the skies. That semicircle that was always hanging about is not a storm cloud, it's a rainbow. You brought the colors out. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could paint such beautiful skies. never knew there were such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes. The colors out. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could paint such beautiful skies. I never knew there were such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes. Red in your cheek, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes.
That was one cool jazz lady, Miss Anita O'Day, with the 1956 song, I Used to Be Colorblind. She was one hip jazz lady, with her jackets and skirts, as opposed to an evening gown. In a life that lasted 87 years, she had many albums, a bad drug addiction, and traveled the world. One of her best-known late-career audio performances is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, which opened for the 2006 film Short Bus, and that is a good film. From one of the best female jazz singers of the 50s to one of the best modern-day jazz artists alive today. This is Miss Nora Jones with her song, Miriam, off the brand-new 2012 critically acclaimed album, Little Broken Hearts.
Miriam, that's such a pretty gonna say it when I make you cry. Miriam, you know you've done me wrong. I'm gonna smile when you say goodbye.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was saxophonist, composer, arranger, and big band leader Bob Mincer with a live 2004 cut called 1 o'clock Jump. The LA-based jazz man is very active as a performer and writer in the jazz craft. This range has led him to collaborate with musicians like Tito Puente, Buddy Rich, James Taylor, the New York Philharmonic, Art Blakey, Bobby McFerrin, Nancy Wilson, and many others. A very impressive cat. Our next song comes from a cat that ushered in one of the most momentous idioms in jazz history. Here's famed bebop trumpeter and visionary Dizzy Gillespie with his 1957 song Groovin' for Nat off his Dizzy and Grease album. Take it away, Dizzy. That was guitarist and arranger Axel Hagen with his quartet on the 2006 song The Scene is Clean. The German native credits the music of Charlie Parker and Lenny Tristano as his main influences, and from a jazz guitar perspective, he plays in the style of Jimmy Rainey, Tal Faro, Wes Montgomery, and Jim Hall. He's good, and they were all good as well. Our next tune on Neon Jazz is La Enchiesta, and it's a cool 1970 song from Italian composer and arranger Gianni Ferrio. Enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Was the very talented tenor saxophonist Mr. Gene Jug Ammons with the tune Water Jug off his 1960 album Angel Eyes. Up next on Neon Jazz is one of the most enigmatic and talented pianists ever to hit the jazz universe. Here's bebop pianist Mr. Thelonious Sphere Monk teamed up with the talented Sonny Rollins on the 1954 song Nutty.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great duo of Thelonious Fear Monk with Sonny Rollins on the 1954 song Nutty. Leading us away, but not astray, from this hour of Neon Jazz is the talented boogie-woogie pianist best known for his Peanuts vibe, Mr. Vince Guaraldi, with the song Ginza. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man amongst mics, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. We'd love to hear from you. Our contact is neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We give you the alpha in the world of guitar and a profound...
One error. Take one.
Take one.
Two takes.
Two
takes.
Take three.
Take three.
Neon Jazz.